Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Barbara's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Jeremy, yesterday, last night, I felt the need to issue an apology.
I did not.
I know you didn't, and I'm not asking. You know, the apology was over my career, I've avoided shock jock status. I've avoided clickbait. I trusted an article that I thought was had credibility. I'm embarrassed to find out that it was false. I apologize to the listeners of Big Bad Morning Show for following it up, and I will atone. Sorry. And I attached John Harbaugh yesterday. As I said, I had an anonymous text. Oh, I had a text. It wasn't anonymous to me during the show.
It's going to be anonymous to you because we ain't telling.
And I was told, dude, the players asked for it to be, namely one. I said, okay. Ooh. He told me at the time, Mar. So I asked Coleman, I texted Jerry Coleman, what do you know about this? He said, just basically what you've been talking about, and then I'm hearing the same thing now that you're hearing. This is hours later. And he said, I'm going to ask Harbaugh. So naturally, he asked Harbaugh, sent me the question and the response, and I posted it. At no time before we stepped back and talked about the anonymous source that I had Jeremy or I heard anything
other than that,
contrary to it being coaches. Why does it matter? It's huge. The locker room, and I said it a lot, and you agreed, the locker room belongs to the players. So if players or a player takes these things out, I have no response. My response is similar to Rashawn's on this. I don't care. Rashawn was indifferent about this yesterday. I would have been indifferent also, Jeremy, if originally it was reported that the players or a player did it. I wouldn't have cared. It's their locker room. Yeah. It's a different story when coaches come in and do it, especially after you lost a big football game. Now, I still say it didn't help at all, obviously, because you come out the next week and you just get torched. But my response would have been completely different, Jeremy. I would have had none.
Well,
if I'd known it was a player from the beginning.
And like all kidding aside, like saying, hey, I'm not apologizing, it doesn't mean like you feel bad that you have the wrong information, but like you felt like it was a trusted outlet to use. And people make mistakes. I haven't have the Sun issued a retraction? Have they said anything?
I was told they were asked if they would, and they said no.
So are these conflicting reports then?
Well, if they are conflicting reports, then someone from the Sun should step up and say these are conflicting reports. Also, listen, if I told you something happened in the Orioles clubhouse and someone said that did not happen, my response is I stand by my story based on this information that I got. I stand by it. So they need to either stand by it or say, hey, we got it wrong. Something you have to address. This is to me the epitome of irresponsible journalism. You may not like me. You may hate me. I don't care. But tell me one time that I came on here and intentionally misled anybody about anything. I take that very seriously, man.
Yeah. Well, I got pissed off when the whole Lamar thing went down of whether or not he's doing this or that and where he was. And then we had somebody say it, and I repeated what they said, and all of a sudden, I'm the first person to say it, and I'm bashing, and I'm lying about this, and I'm like, I'm not at the team.
Yeah.
This is, like, I have my own gambling business. I do all this gambling stuff at home. As soon as the show's over, I'm leaving to go home to get my work done most days. I have other things in my life. Like, radio is important to me, but I like doing this. Yeah. I'm not trying to be a guy breaking a story.
I don't want that.
I broke one story in my life. I've told this. I had the J.J. Hardy signing before anybody.
Yeah.
And the only, like, I didn't run with it as much as I possibly could have because I got information, and one of it happened to be right, but the Chris Davis suspension happened, and I found out about that, and everybody's like, well, go ahead and tell him. I said, I can't run with that. I just got this other one wrong that you told me.
Right.
And it wasn't wrong. It's just the Chris Davis. I was told Buck Showalter was coming out for the Ravens Steelers, I think.
Yep.
He was going to do the coin flip. But after the Chris Davis news broke about him being suspended, he was like, we gotta put this fire out. So he didn't do it that night. So when on the air, when I'm saying he's doing the coin flip, everybody called me a liar the next day. And then at 10 o'clock that night, I get a text saying he didn't do it because Chris Davis is getting suspended. And I'm going, man, I can't run with that. Like this one, he goes, I'm telling you it's right. So when we come in the next day, that's what we hear, 25 game suspension. And I'm like, damn, I should have said something. But you know, with what happened before. Then when I get the J.J. Hardy information from my source, I'm like, I'm running with it. So I tweet it out. Everybody's like, where'd you get that from? I don't need to break a story. Right. That's what you guys do.
Yeah.
I'm just coming on here trying to hopefully be entertaining, maybe be informative about some other stuff, and have a few arguments and a few laughs. This is what I like to do. But when you're going off of a story in the Baltimore Sun, which used to be the epitome of what you could trust, and then the thing is now, in media nowadays, it matters where you get your news from because there's not news stations anymore. It's either left or right. And then you try to get someone that's centered and then they eventually veer off one way or the other. So it's just tough, man, when you're looking for stories. And for people, the thing that really pissed me off yesterday is people going, this is a non-issue. I don't know why people are talking about it. You don't know why people are talking about a story that involves
this team.
There's
media members that said this.
Yeah.
Not listeners, media members.
You don't know why people are talking about a story in the middle of a bye week of a 1-5 season when they don't know if the quarterback's playing on Sunday. And then on top of it, we're coming off of this season that the Orioles just had. What do you think happens during the bye week?
And on top of that, it's after a loss to the Kansas City Chiefs. It's reported that the coaches did it, which does have a different spin. The other layer to this, Jeremy, is this. People know I'm not a John Harbaugh fan.
Me either.
And it looks as if I was going after him yesterday and the day before because of this story. Well, no. If this happened by a coach, I don't care what his name is or her name is, I think it's wrong. It's a wrong thing to do. And oh, by the way, your team got trashed the next week, so it didn't work. So now all of this stuff about Harbaugh, which now we're hearing, he didn't do it. No one on his staff did it.
He even said, I gifted them a pinball machine. I don't even know what
that is. I don't know what that is. I'm like, dude, are you serious? And I didn't have enough characters on the tweet to originally tag the Ravens in the post. So I came back later and I tagged them in the post so they can see it as well. As I sent it to a couple of people with them, hey, man, I reported what I was told, as you said, by someone we thought was had some credibility to him. And it was wrong. And you know, it's embarrassing. I'm not going to lie to you, man. It's just embarrassing that you spent 2 days on a story that looks to be wrong. Kyle Hamilton, who removed this stuff from the locker room?
I don't know. It wasn't my decision. I don't really know what – I didn't even realize they were gone, to be honest. But I guess it's kind of a big thing now. But I wasn't – really in tune with the whole thing going on, but I don't think it's that big a deal whether it was players, coaches, whether in the locker room, out the locker room. I don't know if that's really affecting us on the field that much, but you know, if we felt like we needed to do that as a team, then I'm all for it.
He didn't notice it was gone, so
he didn't
evidently,
care. Yeah, he didn't care. And again, there are people.
Hey, Rob, where's your microphone? I didn't know it was gone.
I was just talking to myself.
Oh, I love that response, though. I didn't even notice that it was gone.
He even said, I didn't know who took it out. So, like, what if you're getting, you know, we talk about the reporters from the Sun. What if they heard something different from another player and they ran with it? But they're not going to out the player now.
That's why I'm not throwing them completely under the bus. Because right now, I don't know what to believe. At the same time, if it was presented this way from the beginning, my whole approach would have been different. My approach was what it was because I believe the locker room and the clubhouse belong to the players.
Yeah.
That's it. I don't believe coaches, managers, whoever should go in and start rearranging things, taking things out, maybe in college. But in the professional setting, I don't think that's appropriate. And it looks like right now, that didn't happen.
See, and the weird thing is, so if we were doing this, and it was, let's reverse it, it was the Orioles, and then we heard the manager did that, I'd say the same thing. It has nothing, like, again, you and I will talk about it. We're not hardball fans. I don't try to make anything personal. If it comes across that way, it's not my intention. But I feel like there's been a long leash here for how things have gone on. It's been 13 years since the Super Bowl.
Jeremy, what if I came in and I said to you that in September or August, Tony Mancelino did something in the clubhouse. And you came back later and found out that
they're saying it didn't happen.
That Gunnar Henderson did it. And I told you, you're probably thinking, all the other stuff you told me to happen in the clubhouse, can I believe that too? Because you got this one wrong. That's, for anybody that thinks, well, manager, player, coach, player, no big deal. No, it's a huge deal. That's a big difference. World is Stupid with Jeremy Conn at 7:30, but on the other side, I want to hear from you. Conflicting reports come out about exactly who asked the distractions to be removed from the locker room. Do you feel better about the situation if it indeed was the players? Give us a call. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
6:33 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. And for the past 2 days, 3 days, we've been reporting about this distraction in the Ravens locker room. Games that were removed by the coaches, according to the Baltimore Sun. You come to find out that those are conflicting reports because John Harbaugh, well, actually started yesterday. I said to the listeners, I said to you off air, and we came back and said to the listeners that I received an anonymous text saying that it was indeed the players that had it removed. Spoke with Jerry Coleman because I didn't want to ask Mike Preston to ask that question because it involves his paper, or else I would have. I talked to Jerry Coleman. Jerry Coleman asked that question while he was there yesterday, and he said that, you know, John Harbaugh said no, the report was not true. He said he bought, what, a ping pong table?
No, I think it was a pinball machine.
Pinball machine. That he doesn't know what that is. That's rude. I bought you a machine. Where is it now? And the typical fashion, Goldman said. In fact, here is the John Harbaugh's response to it.
It was inaccurate and false. The stuff was taken out of the locker room. I was informed of it after it was gone.
by the equipment guy, and that the players, the veteran players, a couple of veteran players got together and decided it, they wanted to take that stuff out. So my pinball machine that I had gifted the guys 2 years ago at Christmas, I don't know where it's at right now. So I don't know where it's at. It's in the storage room somewhere, I guess. I'll take it home. I'll take it back home. I like pinball.
Can we find it?
Yeah. You want it in the media room. Maybe it's in the media room right now.
Yeah, you know what? Can I say the one thing that really does suck about this, if this report is in fact true of what Harbaugh's saying and what's being reported now, because I don't know what to say about if it is true, if this one's true, that it does suck because like he's dealing with all these things he's getting blamed for this right. year and what's going wrong. And then it's just like, you're like, man, the damn sky's falling.
Sounds like a pollen on him.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden it's like, you're just throwing more crap on the guy. If it's not true, it's just like,
yeah, that's why that's not my intention. Listeners of the Big Bad Morning Show. I can't speak for Jeremy. I'll speak for me. Had it been reported that the players did this from the beginning,
I don't think it would have been.
I wouldn't have said a word about it. I was like, I don't care. But I kind of feel like that's intentional because, Jeremy, if the players removed it, is it even a story?
No.
So
I think we talked about it because it's the bye week.
I don't think the Sun would have written it.
Yeah.
That's my point. Like, did you do all of this for eyes?
I think they still write it because it's the bye week and everybody's looking for a storyline that's not, hey, is the season over if Lamar doesn't return?
A lot juicy if the coaches did it.
Yeah.
Let's go to Kyle in Joppa. What's up, Kyle?
Hey, good morning, fellas.
Good morning to you too, man.
I'll be honest. I mean, I think it definitely changes the optics if the players did it. But, I mean, if it was any other coach, let's say Dan Campbell removed all this stuff because he was trying to get his team on track, I don't think we would be – you know, reading into it as much as if it's Harbaugh, because we already think, you know, Harbaugh lost, you know, the locker room, and a lot of us don't like Harbaugh, and we think he's on the way out. So I think if it was really any other coach.
See, I think that's unfair for two reasons, Kyle. If it's Dan Campbell, we're in Baltimore, number one, we don't care. That's number one. If it's Dan Campbell and they're 1-5, maybe we are talking about it. So I think that's kind of unfair. We're Baltimore Sports Talk Radio. So why would we talk about much what Dan Campbell does anyway? National media is not talking about this because it's a local story. I think it's kind of unfair to bring in a coach from Detroit and say that we wouldn't be talking about it if he did it. No, but we wouldn't.
I still feel the same way. Like when we talked about it, I said, I guess I could understand it more at a collegiate level where a coach and you're talking about young men and all this other stuff. And hey, I don't want this distraction and this is going. And I still think it's kind of trivial. But again, if the players do it, it's something that, or if your star player is saying, look, man, we got to focus on winning. Yeah. I don't want any other distractions in here, even if it doesn't involve practice and team meetings and film study right. and all that stuff.
They know.
But again, like, it's a local story. This is what if you guys have been seeing it, AI is kind of taking over the world. Music radio is dying because of AI. We're watching people in our industry get let go left and right because they realize they can create something to do almost the same thing you're doing. They can't do it here because you can't just recreate local sports talk. And that's what makes this different.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that you're looking for stories, again, I go back to it being the bye week in a down year for Baltimore sports. Yes, it's going to become a huge story during that week because there's not a lot to talk about. And what happened as soon as we started talking about it? The phones lit up.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just us. If you were on social media, everybody had an opinion on this story.
And again, going back to what the listener said, if it were Dan Campbell when we brought this up, phone lines wouldn't light up. Johnny and Dundalk. What's up, Johnny?
Oh, my God, you're on speaker. Hold on one second.
Thank you, sir.
My bad, fellas.
No
hey,
problem.
I almost wish it was the coaches because now I feel like there's a major divide between the players in the locker room. If some guys came up with the idea to get the stuff out of there.
And yeah, while others want it in there? I get what you're saying. Maybe the players are divided.
Okay. Hey, all right, so we got a serious question, Johnny.
What's up?
All right, so this is a question I asked Rob the other day. We were debating. If we had a draft, are you on Rob's team or are you on my team?
Oh, I'm on Ed's team.
No. He doesn't.
Rephrase it. Are you black or white?
Oh, no, I'm white.
I told you.
God bless it, man.
And no, I told and Johnny, I had it right, man.
And Johnny, I don't want this to come across the wrong way.
It like, already came across. Johnny listens to this show. He ain't taking it the wrong way.
What, you think I got a dialect or something?
No, you got the perfect in-betweener voice, and I couldn't figure it out. And I'm one of these guys that listens to people's voices because I want to imitate it.
Johnny, I told him, man. I told him, man.
Hey, look, no disrespect, but I mean, I just, you know what I mean? It's just my voice.
Yeah, no, it's not. This isn't a disrespectful thing. People want to know. Okay. Like, I had people say, hey, are you black? And I'm like, are you serious? Talking to me. Like,
hey, Johnny, you might be a white dude, but I still say, man, have a good day, brother.
I'm just, I'm just glad he's on my team, Rob.
No. He said he's white. He said nothing about being on your team.
I'm sorry. I'm not. I told you when I was doing the World Series of Poker and I looked over and saw an Asian dude in a yarmulke. I said, "Excuse me."
Yeah. He also said,
"I got a question."
He doesn't want to be on your team now. He wants to be on Ed's team.
Oh man,
that's what I'm saying. Everybody say he'd be on your team. Larry in East Baltimore. What's up, Larry?
Good morning. How you doing?
Oh well, man. How are you?
I ain't asking, Larry.
I'm just saying, I don't really care about all that stuff. I'm like Al Davis. Just win, baby. He don't care. Have a nice day.
He's on the end. Drop the mic.
Yeah, he did it yesterday, too. You remember that? He just called in, gave his drive-by, and hung up the phone.
Man, I came in here feeling bad about the last 2 days. Listeners like, man, come on. Let's just move on.
Like,
ain't nobody worried about all of that.
I mean, you feel bad about it, but
I do.
Again, what are you supposed to do? Are you supposed to not talk about it and trust the son?
No.
As soon as you heard the conflicting report, what's the first thing you did? You went on the air and talked about it because it was a conflict. We have to.
Yep.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.